Baby formula issues continue. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Parents across the country dealing with shortages of infant formula are finding purchase limits at some stores.
And warnings from doctors not to water down formula to stretch it. On Thursday, President Biden talked with executives from Gerber and Reckitt about increasing production and also had a discussion with leaders from Walmart and Target about restocking shelves and addressing regional disparities to formula access. The recall by formula maker Abbott wiped out many brands covered by WIC, a government program for women, infants, and children. And the Biden administration is working with states to make it easier for WIC recipients to choose different sizes of formula that their benefits don't cover.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Strong winds and possible tornadoes caused widespread damage in parts of the Midwest, where officials said another round of severe weather during a stormy week killed two more people. In Minnesota, a grain bin fell onto a car yesterday, killing a passenger near Blomkest, and a person died yesterday in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as a result of severe weather. A manhunt is underway in Texas for a convicted murderer who escaped custody.
The search is on for 46-year-old Gonzalo Lopez, who the Texas Department of Criminal Justice says somehow got out of his restraints and stabbed a corrections officer during a prison transport along Highway 7 near Centerville as another officer opened fire.
We do not know if the inmate was hit by any of these shots.
Multiple police agencies now searching. Lopez is serving a life sentence for capital murder as well as attempted murder.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Elon Musk says his plan to buy Twitter was temporarily on hold as he tries to pinpoint the exact number of spam and fake accounts on the social media platform. He later tweeted that he is committed to moving forward with his proposed $44 billion purchase. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Louisiana lawmakers kill an abortion measure deemed too restrictive even for some pro-life advocates.
Oil City Rep. Danny McCormick argued abortion is murder and a woman should face criminal homicide charges. But House members voted 65-26 to totally revamp the legislation without criminal penalties. And the bill was pulled by its sponsor. Many members of the heavily Republican and anti-abortion chamber agreed with the Governor John Bel Edwards, who's an anti-abortion Democrat and Catholic.
It moves in the wrong direction because it would make it a crime for the mother.
Whether the procedure was medical or by abortion pill, which up to half of all abortions now are. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
WNBA star Brittany Griner will remain in custody in Moscow after a court hearing today in which a home detention option was rejected. Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, was detained at the Moscow airport in February after vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis were allegedly found in her luggage. Guns worn by the union's most successful general-turned-president are going up for sale.
It's been 161 years since the start of the Civil War, and now the Rock Island Auction Company in Illinois is ready to take bids on an extravagant pair of revolvers made by Remington and presented to then-Union General and eventual U.S. President Ulysses S. Grant. These two Remington new model Army revolvers are production numbers 1 and 2, and they were locked away until being shown at the Las Vegas Antique Arms Show in 2018. The auction house expects them to fetch up to $3 million. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Stocks turning around a week's worth of losses, all three indexes trading higher. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.